The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I took my first poetry workshop in 1992 with the late Lucy Brock Broido. If I tell you Lucy was a magical being, understand that I am not being metaphorical. She was made of pure magic, and she taught her students to recognize the moments when what a poem achieves through craft and imagination creates a spark of something potent and alive in its reader. On the first day of class, Lucy handed out a thick course reader made up of more than 100 poems, quotes, and manifestos designed to inspire us into a relationship with all the many things poems could do. I sat that autumn and the next too, rapt by her voice, her playful wisdom, and the intoxicating scent of hyacinth that followed her everywhere. Lucy's class reader introduced me to poems that have become lifelong guides, to writing and to being in the world. My internal dialogue, the conversation I have with myself as I move through life, includes lines from the poems Lucy gave me. I believe those poems have made my life a more hopeful, even a more joyful kind of enterprise. Today's poem, Degrees of Gray in Phillipsburg, by Richard Hugo, is one of the poems that taught me poems could ask questions, the kind of questions that don't always bother waiting around for answers. Degrees of Gray in Phillipsburg, by Richard Hugo. You might come here Sunday on a whim. Say your life broke down. The last good kiss you had was years ago. You walk these streets laid out by the insane, past hotels that didn't last, bars that did, the tortured try of local drivers to accelerate their lives. Only churches are kept up. The jail turned 70 this year. The only prisoner is always in, not knowing what he's done. The principal supporting business now is rage. Hatred of the various grays the mountain sends, hatred of the mill, the silver bill repeal, the best-liked girls who leave each year for Butte. One good restaurant and bars can't wipe the boredom out. The 1907 boom, 8 going silver mines, a dance floor built on springs. All memory resolves itself in gaze, in panoramic green you know the cattle eat, or 2 stacks high above the town, 2 dead kilns, the huge mill in collapse for 50 years that won't fall finally down. Isn't this your life? That ancient kiss still burning out your eyes? Isn't this defeat so accurate? The church bell simply seems a pure announcement. Ring, and no one comes. Don't empty houses ring? Are magnesium and scorn sufficient to support a town, not just Phillipsburg, but towns of towering blondes, good jazz, and booze the world will never let you have until the town you came from dies inside? Say no to yourself. The old man, 20 when the jail was built, still laughs, although his lips collapse. Someday soon, he says, I'll go to sleep and not wake up. You tell him no. You're talking to yourself. The car that brought you here still runs. The money you buy lunch with, no matter where it's mined, is silver. And the girl who serves your food is slender, and her red hair lights the wall. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.